أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم وإلى الله ترجع الأمور. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحون. وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده واجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج ملة أبيكم إبراهيم هو سماكم المسلمين من قبل وفي هذا ليكون الرسول شهيدا عليكم وتكونوا شهداء على الناس فأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واعتصموا بالله هو مولاكم فنعم المولى ونعم النصير صدق الله العظيم. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the weakness of the idolater and the idols, and then Allah made it very clear that Allah will choose whomsoever Allah desires for Allah's message. He chose Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. He chose the malaika for particular tasks and functions. And now Allah Ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Allah knows whatever lies ahead of them and whatever is behind them. All of that is in the knowledge of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. And all matters ultimately return to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There is nothing that Allah Ta'ala does not have knowledge of, and all and everything goes back to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now concluding the surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives some ahkam, some rules, that if this ummah wants to remain elevated, if this ummah wants to remain dominant and become the Khalifatullah on this earth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown the way forward. And hence Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu rka'u wasjudu. O those who believe, continue bowing down to Allah ta'ala in ruku, prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sajda. In other words, fulfill the ahkam and the hukam of Allah Ta'ala in so far as the rights of Allah Ta'ala is concerned. Wa'budu rabbakum, reiterating here, Allah Ta'ala says, and worship your Rabb. In other words, worship only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Waf'alu al-khayr, and do good deeds. Whether those good deeds are the fard, whether they are the wajibat, whether the sunnah, mustahabbat, bring amal in your lives and continue to do good. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you will be successful both in this world and in the hereafter. This ayah is ayah of sajda according to Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh. Shawafi should make sajda here. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ. Then make jihad. Strive in the path of Allah, and some ulama have translated this as strive for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haqqa jihadihi, fulfilling the right of the striving of Allah. Now every form of struggle has been brought in this ayat. The ultimate of all struggle is making jihad fi sabilillah, that is going out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We've said this many a times. If we are unable to go, we should never deny the fact that jihad is an integral part of our deen. Thereafter, it is the struggle to be obedient to Allah. It is the struggle to keep away from the disobedience of Allah. And it is also the struggle of keeping our nafs in such a state that we never are subservient to our own desires, but we will be subservient only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Huwa jitabakum. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen you, O ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He chose you, and in choosing you, He gave you the last Nabi, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khatamul Anbiya. He gave you Imamul Anbiya, the best of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, and in that He made you the best of all the nations. So Allah Ta'ala has chosen this ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. And Allah Ta'ala did not create any difficulty in your deen. One example is that in the people of the past, there were certain sins that they may commit, and those sins will not be forgiven. This ummah, besides shirk, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive whatever sin, provided a person makes tawbah to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Secondly, in the previous umam, if a person committed a sin, then it was inscribed on his door in the morning that this person committed such and such a sin, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala relieved the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then if any impurities fell on the clothing of the Bani Israel and the people of the past, it could not be washed off, it had to be cut off. So Allah Ta'ala created absolute ease for this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Millata abikum Ibrahim. Now here Allah Ta'ala says, then follow the millat, follow the way of life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. If we just look at it at a glimpse, number one, absolute tawheed. Number two, absolute love for Allah Ta'ala. And number three, prepared to sacrifice whoever and whatever for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Huwa sammakumul muslimin. Huwa sammakumul muslimin. He named you muslimin. Muslim means to subjugate, to submit to Allah Ta'ala. Now commentators go both the ways. One is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in the previous kitabs, Allah mentioned the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the title of Muslimin. And number two, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, when he built the Baytullah, then he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbana waja'alna muslimaini laka wa min dhurriyatina ummatan muslimatan lak. That from my progeny that there should be one ummah, and he also spoke about ummatum muslima, submit and submissive to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, min qablu, before, wa fi hadha, and in this Quran Allah also mentioned us as Muslims, liyakuna ar-rasulu shahidan alaykum, so that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a witness upon you on the day of qiyamah, وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, and you will become a witness upon the rest of mankind. Every Nabi will be called, and that Nabi will be asked, did you propagate, disseminate, give my message? And that Nabi will obviously agree, he fulfilled the hukam of Allah. The people will disagree. It will be then that Allah Ta'ala will call upon the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will give evidence on the basis of the Quran that Allah said, for example, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam propagated and he passed on the message of Allah Ta'ala on the basis of the Kitabullah. فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Reiteration here, Allah Ta'ala says, then establish your salah. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ, and give out your zakah. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ, and hold on to Allah. Hold on to Allah insofar as your iman is concerned, insofar as your yaqeen is concerned, insofar as your tawakkul is concerned, and hold on to the rules and the laws of Allah, the Quran and the Sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Huwa mawlaakum. Allah is a protecting friend. In other words, Allah Ta'ala is your protector. فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ. An excellent protector is Allah. وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرِ. And Allah is an excellent helper. That when these a'mal come into our lives, then we will find the protection of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This concludes Surah Al-Hajj, and it also concludes the 17th Juz. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept May Allah make it a means of hisal sawab for the whole ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.